That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. This is podcast number 38. I'm recording on August 20th, 2006. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I am an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. I teach at South Valley Junior High School. And this is the first official podcast of the 2006-2007 school year. We actually started class last Wednesday, so we have 3 days under our belt, and I just completed the first weekend of the school year. And today I thought I'd sit down and talk a little bit about some of the upcoming goals that I have in technology for the school year. Last year, if you check back in the archives on podcast number 5, I talked a little bit about some of the technology goals that I wanted to accomplish last year. And in the spring last year, I talked a little bit about how I met some of those goals and some of the goals I did not meet. Some of them kind of changed over the year because of resources available or time spent on other projects. But I thought I'd sit down again and talk about some of the things that I'd like to accomplish in the classroom for the 2006-2007 school year. And this summer has been great. I've met people from all over the country. We spent some time in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and San Diego doing some educational technology projects, some workshops and award ceremonies and things like that. So I met a ton of great people this summer, and I honestly think that out of all of the 13 years that I've spent in the classroom, this is probably the one that I'm the most excited for. There's quite a few new projects I'd like to try. I have some new ideas on some things. And even though our summer was really hectic, I came away with an idea of really being refreshed about using some of these tools. So I broke it down into 5 topics that I would like to address this year. And I'll try and keep everybody updated throughout the school year as we do some of these projects to see how far we do. All right, well, the first thing I want to do this year is I really want to increase the use of blogs in my classroom. I used a blog last year for a book novel. We read the book The Year of the Hangman and did a blog with that. And this year we're going to expand that a little bit. I was lucky enough to receive a Sprint grant through the Sprint Corporation here in Kansas City. And we got a $5,000 grant to buy enough copies of a novel called Guerrilla Season by Pat Hughes, and we're going to be reading that probably in the later part of this fall, and then also doing a book blog along with that. So we're looking at doing a book blog on a very large scale this upcoming fall, and so that's going to be one of the ways that I use blogs. Another way, we started this actually this last week, I created something called a Class Scribe, and I know I've seen this by several other teachers, but what I'm having my students do is I'm giving them a laptop, giving one student a laptop each day, and having them basically write about what we do in class. And then that is saved as a Word document and put on a flash drive, and then I just take the flash drive, copy and paste into a blog, occasionally add a picture, and we have a written journal of what we're doing in class each day. And I think this will be helpful for some of the students that are going to miss some school days this year, so they can go back and look at what we did in class, and it'll give some examples of maybe some of the notes or a project that we're doing or a video we watched or some of the things we talked about. So I think it will be useful for people that are gone, and it also allows the students then to practice writing. They know that it's going to be posted and published. So I'm kind of excited about that project, and I've included the link down on the bottom in the show notes of this podcast, and it's actually at www.classscribe.com. blogspot. So if you want to check that out, I don't have any comments enabled on there. If you do have any comments, just go ahead and email them to me at speakinghistory@gmail.com. But that's a new project we're doing. And then also, for the last several years, I've done a webpage on my classroom webpage that basically is called This Week in Class. And I type up a little summary of what's going to be happening in class, the lesson plans for the upcoming week, so to say. And then I've also included some different things on that page, letting parents know about maybe a historical activity that's going on in the community of that next weekend, or maybe an upcoming television show that correlates with the curriculum that we're studying at the time. And so I've incorporated that this year into a blog. I think it'll be easier to edit. I don't have to get into Dreamweaver and create the page and add to the page like I did last year. And then I'm also trying to model that as a way that we can use blogs as classroom web pages throughout the building. I'm actually hosting a workshop this upcoming Wednesday, or this upcoming Thursday, where I'm trying to convince some of the teachers in my building to use blogs as a classroom web page. I've had quite a few teachers ask about doing something like that, and I think this is a creative solution that will actually work fairly well. So that's another way that we want to try and incorporate blogs, is to have them set up as classroom web pages. And then I've also been reading a little bit about how Blogger is actually going to be changing their interface a little bit, and it looks like you're going to be able to do a lot more customization in Blogger. So I think Blogger has quite a bit of potential if you want to create a teacher web page. Obviously it's free, you don't have to worry about storing things on a local server. Fairly reliable, I haven't had too many problems with Blogger. Every once in a while there's a problem uploading something or they're doing some maintenance. But I really think Blogger has a lot of potential for teachers to create web pages. And I know that there have been some school districts that have actually gone to creating a blog that serves as their web page. So that's my first goal, is to use blogs a little bit more creatively in the classroom for a variety of things. Number two, I've talked to my principal, Brad Armstrong, at South Valley Junior High, and we're going to try and produce an administrator podcast, and kind of following a model a little bit of Dr. Tyson down in Georgia. He does this at his school, but we're going to do a principal podcast. We're trying to gear for maybe once about every 2 weeks or so, maybe once every 3 weeks, and basically talk a little bit about what's happening in school. Mr. Armstrong can also address various things like tips for parents as far as helping with homework or various activities that are happening at school. So I think that'll be great, because I'm going to try and get my administrator involved a little bit. He's seen some of the potential of what we did last year with StudyCast and some of those things in the classroom. So he's pretty excited about it, and I'm going to help him produce that podcast, and then we'll be able to have that out for patrons, for parents, and it'll be just kind of like an audio newsletter, and I think it'll be a great example of how administrators can become involved in technology. And he's already said yes, so we're going to hopefully get that started in the next couple weeks and get one out soon. All right, goal number three. Last year I did a lot of podcast things where I created the podcast, and this year I want to do some more student-created podcasts. There's a couple ideas that we have that we're still trying to work out some details on. One, for example, where we'd really like to have the students create a walking tour of downtown Historic Liberty, so that eventually we can have a tour that people could either have on CD or download to an MP3 player, and then also have available on the internet, so they could do a walking tour of the buildings downtown on the Historic Liberty Square. I've also talked to the people at the Clay County Historical Society. We'd like to potentially do the same thing inside the museum, where people could actually check out, again, either a CD player or an MP3 player that would have an audio tour of some of the more important things inside the museum. So that's one of the ideas that we have that we'd really like to, you know, kind of develop a little bit this year, and have the students be the ones that are actually creating the content for the podcast. The fourth thing, There's been a lot in the news, obviously, with the DOPA Act, parents concerned about what's happening with MySpace and online predators. So my number four goal is to have a parent safety seminar at our school. And I believe we had one last year. It wasn't publicized as well as it should have been. But I do want to work with some of our local law enforcement officials and have them come in and talk a little bit about how students can be online safely and how to educate our students on what they need to know while they're out on the internet. And I think that that's a great way for us as educators to really look at the upcoming DOPA legislation and say, hey, the solution is not to ban social networking tools within our facilities, because our students are going to use these things, whether it's either in school or out of school. And let's teach them, instead of saying, you know, just don't use them, let's teach them how to be on the internet effectively and safely. So I'm going to try and help that or promote that. Hopefully sometime here in the next couple of months, have a parent safety seminar one evening where we have parents come in and talk a little bit about how they can be online and how they can be safe. And then goal number five, this is one that I had last year, and I really want to get done this year. It's to do some long distance collaboration with teachers. And when I say long distance, it doesn't have to be 8,000 miles away. It could be somebody actually in Missouri or in Kansas. I have had some interest from some teachers in California and Australia, and I want to try and figure out some way where we can have our students collaborate and either share the same project or possibly look at the same project from two different angles. For example, there's an educator in Australia that I've talked to a little bit through email that I need to touch base with again here in the next week or so. But he teaches an Australian history class to roughly the same age group of kids that I teach American history to here in Missouri. So if possibly we could get together and maybe we create either a video or you know, some type of video slideshow or a podcast about the history that we're studying, and then have them create the same type of project, either podcast or video, about the history that they're studying, and then we could possibly exchange those and then maybe do some either email or Skype communication of some kind. But I'd really like to do some type of long distance collaboration with another teacher to really show how you can connect classes and how you can connect students using the technology that's available. And again, with Skype and, you know, podcasting, video, I really think that's a possibility and really opens up your classroom. I know just the other day I mentioned that, you know, we might possibly do some collaboration with another class, and their eyes lit up thinking, wow, you know, we might be able to talk to students from another, you know, state or from another country. And I think that has tremendous potential in the classroom. So that is my fifth goal. So those are my fifth goals. I had about 10 of them listed, but when I get a list that's too big, I tend to just not be able to really accomplish or focus on those. So I decided to stay with those five. Again, number one, use of blogs. Number two, the Administrator Podcast. Number three, more student-created podcast. Four, parent safety seminar held in my school. And then number five, long-distance collaboration with another teacher or another classroom. So I'm going to focus on those. If you'd like to help me with any of those, maybe you're a teacher that would like to help collaborate. Like I said, I have a couple people that have emailed me in the past and would like to collaborate, but I'm constantly looking for people that would be open to doing something like that. If you know something about an administrator doing a podcast, go ahead and email me and let me know. Besides Mr. Tyson down in Georgia, I think right now he's one of the best examples out there of what potentially administrators can do. And then also, if you want to join us in the book blog, we're looking at possibly late October. And the book we're reading is called Guerrilla Season. It's by Pat Hughes, and I'll devote an entire podcast to it here in the near future. But basically, it's a book about what Northwest Missouri was like in the first years of the Civil War. And the Civil War was fought very differently here in Missouri than it was back east. We did have armies. We actually did have a battle fought just outside of Liberty between the Union troops and the Confederate troops. But a lot of what affected people locally was the guerrilla fighting, not knowing if the people that were riding up on your place were either guerrillas or if they were federal troops. They used disguises. It was very hard to tell who was who. And so the book talks a lot about that and what the early years of the war were like. So if you'd like to join us in that book blog, we actually have about 300 students that are going to be doing that at our building, and we're working on getting some classes in other parts of the country. The author is actually from Philadelphia, and she's trying to get her son's eighth grade class involved in Philadelphia, and we'd love to have as many people as possible join us for that book blog. So that's going to do it for podcast number 38. Thanks so much for listening. We'll try and get on a regular schedule here a little bit, maybe possibly do one every Sunday. It's crazy. I started this podcast in June of 2005, and when I started it, I mainly started it just to see if the technology would work, if I could create a podcast and make an MP3 file and post it on the internet. And I really wondered to myself, what can I possibly talk about on a regular basis that I could put into the content of a podcast? And over the course of the summer, I've gathered so much content, I literally just need to find enough time to edit it. If you're listening to this and I've interviewed you this summer, or I've talked to you this summer about a podcast, I do have all the content. I've got interviews with people at Mount Vernon and out in California and Chicago, and I just need time to edit those things. And hopefully as the school year starts, I'll kind of get back in the routine and get those things going. So hold on, I've got a lot of great content coming up, and I'll try and talk a lot more about things happening in my classroom. I did a lot of podcasts this summer that were sort of like museum podcasts or things like that. And I'll do some of those during the school year, but I'd really like to talk a lot as the school year starts about what's happening in my classroom. So I'm going to sign off for tonight. I hope you have a great start to the school year if you're a teacher. And if you're not a teacher, come back and check in on us and see what's happening in our classroom in Liberty, Missouri. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.